You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary everyday experiences that I've encountered and how we can use those experiences to drive forward momentum and better outcomes in our life. This week, I want to talk about who we are and who we want to be, and how is anybody going to know that unless we tell them? And that's stay with me while I get there, but I want to talk about how just because we say something or think something, it doesn't necessarily make it apparent to the world around us. And this came up, I was doing some reading this week, and I was reading the narrative of Frederick Douglass, and it is such a powerful memoir that if you haven't had a chance to read it, take the time and read it. It's not a very long read, but it's definitely worth it to just hear the perspective of somebody who had to go through such atrocities in their life and such a hard situation and was able to overcome that and get through to the other side and really drive change in the country in the abolition of slavery. And so if you haven't read it, read it. It will change your perspective and provide a new insight into things that maybe you didn't have before. And if it doesn't provide new insight, then hey, I encourage you to read it again, because he is just a powerful speaker and writer, and it's really great. But the piece that I want to talk about, and again, stay with me as I get through this journey in my mind. But one of the things that he wrote about is how some of his worst masters were those who were the most religious and the most Christian, and how that gave him a perception that it was hard for him to understand how people could claim Christianity when behaving in a way that was so outside of Christianity. And for those of you who don't know, my background was I was raised in a very strict Christian home, and I had a lot of these same questions myself. Is how can we say this and then behave this way? How can you proclaim to be Christian when the Bible says that you'll know you're my disciples by your love for each other? And that is how Jesus chose to describe how people would know that you were Christian. And if you think about it, it is a faith, an idea that's based on a perfect, eternal, unwavering love and sacrifice for humanity. It's the premise of Christianity. That's the whole base of everything that the Christian faith is based upon. And so it makes sense if you think about an unwavering, undying, perfect love for humanity is the baseline, then how are you going to know that that is what you believe in? How are you going to know that that is what you follow, that that is the system that you prescribe to? We're going to know that by your love for each other. It makes sense that it's a one-for-one correlation, that the only way that people are going to really know that you hold to this belief is by living this belief, and this belief is really about perfect love and sacrifice. And so if you have love, then it will become apparent that you prescribe to this belief system. And then I was thinking as I was reading this that so many times through history, and even today, there are self-proclaimed Christians and people who have this faith and belief system that then live and do things that are in a very different way, that don't follow love as the idea and don't do things that would align with love and sacrifice for your fellow man, for mankind, for humankind. And And so I started thinking, what other things, because if we do something in one area, we as humans tend to be consistent. And if we are willing to say one thing and then not do that thing in one area of our life, what other areas of my life, where else am I saying something that I want to be true, or proclaiming something, or adopting something as an identity for myself, that then I'm not living in a way that would align with that? So there's no way that somebody can know that that is what my belief is, that that is where I am trying to be, that's who I'm trying to become, because my actions don't show that. My actions don't align with that belief system. And so if I say that Jesus declares that the way that you'll know that you are disciples is by your love for one another, then what am I doing in my life? How are people going to know that I am fill in the blank for something that is important to me to become? If I say that I want to be fit and healthy and thin, how will people know that? They'll know that because my actions will align with that belief system. And if my actions don't align with that belief system, then how can anybody know that? And so if I believe that God or the universe or fate or fortune is looking for me to succeed, is looking to help me accomplish the things that I want to accomplish, how can God or the universe or fate or fortune know that that is what I want unless I am doing things that align with that outcome? If I say that I want to become wealthy and successful in all areas of my life, what am I doing that shows that, that aligns that? If I look and I say that I want to become wealthy, what am I doing to generate more wealth? What skills and knowledge am I building? What value am I finding ways to give back into the world that is going to allow me to attain wealth and success? And if I look at that and my answer to that question is, well, I'm not really doing anything yet, but that's because I just believe that it's going to happen. I have this great sense of faith in this idea that I know that I will achieve these great things and I will do these great things. And because I believe it, that is what's going to drive those outcomes. And that is what will start changing your mindset, that will drive the actions, but that is not what gets, the faith isn't what drives, isn't what causes the outcome. The faith causes the action, because you're not going to take action if you don't believe that it's going to be successful. So yes, you need to have faith. You need to believe. You need to put it out there as a positive affirmation in yourself and into the universe, because that's what's going to drive the action. But going back to the Bible, it's faith without works is dead. And if you have faith, but you're not doing anything about it, then that's DOA. That is dead on arrival. That has no real lasting value or way to drive change in your life. All that it is an idea, but that idea is supposed to be the spark. That's supposed to be the change in mindset, the opening of your eyes and your mind to the idea that you can succeed by taking action. And that's what's supposed to be the thing that will drive the outcomes in your life. It's not just believing. Believing changes your mindset, that changes your actions. But without those actions changing, if your actions don't align, they will know you are my disciples by your love. They will know you will be successful by your actions towards success. What are you doing today that is driving an outcome that is more like success that you want to see in your life? If you say, I want to become better educated, I want to become smarter, I want to know more about the political system, whatever it is that is your motivation in your life, what are you doing that will let people know? How will they know that you are looking to be thin, fit, and healthy? Do your actions align with that? Are you taking steps that will take you closer to that? Are you opening up your ability to succeed by your actions to let God, the universe, fate, or fortune know that this is what you are really motivated by and committed to, that there's nothing else that you will accept because this is what your actions align with? Will they know that that's what you want and that's who you are? Do your actions align with that outcome? And if the answer is no, that doesn't mean that it's too late to start. There are stories throughout history of people who have changed their actions and behaviors and their minds and accomplished incredible, amazing things at late stages in their life. And it doesn't matter if you're the farthest thing from whatever your desired outcome is. It doesn't matter. The only way that it's too late is after you're dead and gone and you don't have the opportunity to change anymore. But until then, you still have today, and I still have today, the option and opportunity to take the actions that align with my outcome. Who am I? Who do I want to become? Do I want to be known as a disciple? Then I need to show love. Do I want to be known as successful? Then I need to take actions towards success. I need to find ways to generate more value, to drive more value, to do things that will create long-term sustainable value in the world and in my life. And as soon as I start doing those things, then more of those things will have the opportunity to occur, because that is now becoming who I am. And that is what my actions will be, and that everything that I do in my life will start to align with that outcome, that they will know that I am motivated to be successful because I am taking actions that are motivated to be successful. They will know that I want to become better educated in a specific topic because I am studying that topic and I'm surrounding myself with people who are experts in that topic. I am taking action to become that person that I'm saying that I am. I'm using that statement to say this is who I am, to drive the change in mindset, to drive the action. It's not hypocrisy if you're making change, if you're taking steps to become that person. It's hypocrisy when you're saying it and you're not doing anything about it. When you just say, I want to change my life, and you're not doing anything, that is where the hypocrisy comes in. If you're just saying it and not doing anything, if you just think it or feel it, that's a great first step, but you need to take the action, because the only way that they will know that that is who you are and that is what you are going to become is by your actions that align with that belief. And if you aren't taking those actions, then nobody will ever know, and the universe will never know, and God will never know, because you aren't doing those things, and it will become a place of hypocrisy that you're living in, because that's not what you're doing. And you can change that at any moment. You can take any time in your life and start taking action that will align with the outcomes that you want to achieve. You want to be a good husband, mother, father, wife, you want to become a better student, you want to become all these things, then just start taking action. You don't have to get it all right to be showing an action that aligns with the outcome that you're saying and believing that you want to achieve. There is no other perfect love in the world. And there's nobody that can be perfect other than maybe God or the universe, or, you know, whatever your belief in a higher power is, that can be perfect, but you never can be. But what you can do is you can take steps, you can take actions. Jesus didn't say, they will know you are my disciples because you're willing to sacrifice your life for the entire world. That was his perfect demonstration of love. What he said is, by your love for each other, show your love and they will know that you believe and align with this place of perfect love and sacrifice. And if you don't do that, then they will never know. It will never be apparent. It will never be seen. And that applies to all aspects of our lives and all aspects of our choices, is that if you take the action, if you do the things that align with the person that you want to be and that you say that you are, that is what will let people know. That is what will let God, the universe, fate and fortune know that this is what you want to be and this is who you are, and that what you say that you are aligns with your actions, and you'll be able to follow through and accomplish those results and get to the outcomes that you really want and believe in, because your actions align with who you say that you are. And that is what will drive the outcomes in your life. That's all I've got for today. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you found something in there that will help you make a change and drive some great outcomes in your life. If you liked anything that you heard, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you listening, and go out there, have a blessed and wonderful week, and live in line with the words that you say.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.